This is the Sprite Weather Diary for Tuesday, the 14th of October, 2025.
Kia ora whanau. It is Tuesday, the 14th of October. It's 5:05 PM. I am in Tamaki Makaurau, Auckland, in Aotearoa, New Zealand. Currently in Orake, so sitting at my lovely parents' place. I'm sitting in their back garden next to my mum's very successful vegetable garden. Looks very happy. Got some, I think, some very, very highly sprung silver beet and a very full lemon tree, which you could sell a mini jug of lemonade from. I think you could have a very successful lemonade stand. I am currently getting a little bit, I'm getting a bit of spat on by the weather. There's tiny licks of sun actually that are peeking through the clouds at the moment, and then a very dispersed showering of rain in between these kind of Payne's grey clouds. But yeah, it has actually been a very like windy, aggressive morning and day, and very heavy downpours. So I started the day, which I think I mentioned in my last weather diary about getting my skin checked. So I got up at 8 AM, jumped in my parents' car and got absolutely lashed by rain on my way to see if I had any skin cancers, which fortunately I do not for the moment. So that was a successful start to my day. And then I decided because I'm off to back from leaving Aotearoa early tomorrow, so back off to London, so enjoying the last moment, so I wanted to get out to the beach. So I went with my gorgeous friend Mon out to Te Tanga, so Bethel's Beach on the west coast. That's where you get all your big black sand beaches. It was, my gosh, I kind of messaged her being like, I'm ready to take it on. Because out there it's pretty rough and pretty exposed. So we got there, and it was quite a scary drive there as well. Lots of winding wee roads that are quite dangerous when wet. And we got there, and the path actually to the beach had been blocked off by the Department of Conservation because the water, I guess, had come up and flooded. So they had set a new path through the dunes, which was handy, but also quite interesting because usually they don't let you kind of walk through the dunes to protect them, because they're quite important to the beach ecologies and looking after lovely birds and that. So they let the path go through the dunes, and department like DOC or the Department of Conservation had actually blocked off even wee areas on the beach where there was obviously like nesting birds because it's springtime here. So there's lots of gorgeous wee dotterel. They're the sweetest kind of like running kind of these couples, like they're running around in couples on the beach. And so they had been nesting, but definitely aggressive winds where you're kind of walking at a bit of like a 70 degree acute angle to the ground and just lashed by rain to the point where you're like, there's no point in fucking putting my raincoat hood on. Like, I want my raincoat. But at that point you just let it go and you just get pissed on. And we decided that we wanted to eat some our favourite noodles in Tamaki Makaurau at the beach. So we'd taken them there, which is not, I would not recommend for that kind of weather. It was very messy. I was thinking I was going to get more soup. I was actually kind of excited by the amount of rain that was coming down. It would be the amount which would give me a little more soup in my noodles. But sand was just being whipped up from the winds. So it was like every mouthful was with a mini crunch of sand. But at the same time, those noodles were so fucking good, it didn't matter. But it was a mess. It was one where the noodles, it was quite an aggressive noodle sauce. It was all over my face and my hair. My short hair was just stuck and whipped across my face. And we tried to shelter underneath a nearby lifeguard watchtower that was unoccupied to try and finish off our noodles. There's only two other people at the beach, which is amazing. Just kilometers of stretch, which were just, the beach was going 50 shades of grey, like massive crashing waves. I was intending to get in, but they were quite frightening, and my water safety kind of kicked in, was like, I don't think today's the day for it. But the kind of the foggy clouds were breaking up the edges of the mountain that descended into the water. And it was reminding me very much of the, I guess, if anyone's watched The Piano by Jane Campion, which is actually set at Karikaria Beach, just down from Bethel's Beach. It was very much reminding me of the grey that you see in that film. But a few surfers did rear their head. We had about four gorgeous surfers try to go at it. And it would have been quite a big but choppy kind of day for surfing, I think. And then the sand was beautiful. It was kind of snaking along the beach with the wind, because it's black sand, but the wind picks up the light coloured sand, I guess because all the iron and the black sand are the minerals. So it was kind of these beautiful sweeping patterns across the beach. But yeah, I hope, I am trying to get a little bit of sun before I get on the plane. But you might hear in the background, it's starting to pitter-patter down. So I don't think that's going to happen, but I hope you are all well.
Hello. I'm recording this from my mum and dad's garage, sat on my bike. The sound might be better than normal because my mum and dad have got some clothes hung up in here. I feel like I'm in a makeshift sound booth. Today was the first day. I've just got back from a nap walk, and it was the first day. I was wearing a jumper, and it was the first time that the jumper was like just about keeping me warm enough. It was been a grey white sky day all day, this diffused white light, and I was looking out the window of my mum and dad's house, and you can see, I counted, you can see 11 other houses, and in the day there is no movement, there's no lights coming on. You see the odd like delivery driver driving past, and the road, which I reckon was probably laid maybe 20 years ago, was almost exactly the same colour as the sky at one point, which is quite weird. You have these sort of like houses floating. We just got back from a nap walk. Uma slept for about an hour and a half. We went down these tracks that we've been going, and all of the trees are extremely colourful, oranges, reds, yellows, and some green still left. It's supposed to be one of the most colourful autumns in years, due to all of the sugars that the leaves made from having such hot springs and summers, and it looks like that is going to be true. We got close to where I saw all the ladybugs last week or the week before, and I keep on seeing, I'm not suggesting it's the same one, but this type of dragonfly, which is like big, and they're quite, I'm not great with bugs and insects, getting better, but the big dragonflies, because of their speed and how erratic they are, they definitely make me like, I want to watch them when I see them. Not just, they're obviously amazing, but also because they like, I want to make sure they're quite large things, and I want to check where they're going. And their movement is so, they can turn like immediately, and they can, it's like their air brakes are, they can do like a complete 180 on the spot. Anyway, keep on seeing the same looking type of dragonfly at the end of this track. And I think the house, which I mentioned, has got a slightly video game thing going on. I think they must have quite a big pond. This is my hunch. I don't know why else I would keep on seeing these. I don't see them anywhere else around here. Anyway, so saw a dragonfly and then came back. I realised you go where we go. We walk down towards a park, and then you go left, or you go right on these tracks on a nap walk. And I realise I much prefer it on the left than on the right. And I worked out today that's because there's more variety on the left. And also I'm not entirely sure where the path goes. When you go to the right, I know where that leads. It's just a funny like mental, like thinking about what the difference is, and it's because it's more irregular on the left. That's the first time I've been aware that might be incredibly dull, what I've just said there. We're in the context of an idea where we're like looking at things which might be overlooked, but even within that context, I'm aware that might be like, yeah, so apologies. But yeah, difficult to find too much to talk about on such a non-weather day, which is weird because it's not as if nothing has happened or nothing is happening. It's just the things we talk about weren't as prominent today, I guess. I'm sorry.
Hello. I'm really struggling to work out how to dress properly at the moment, or appropriately for the weather. My partner always wears thermals, like loads of thermals underneath her clothes, and I've put thermals on today because I was so cold in the night, and like when I woke up I felt like I was so tired and half asleep, and then as soon as I had a hot shower I like woke up and felt alive again, like I needed to be defrosted. But then I put thermals on and do something like go for a walk with the dog like I did this morning, and then I'm just so hot. I'm so bloody hot. And it's such a difficult balance to strike at this time of year, because I swear our house is colder than outside and heating's expensive. It's a whole thing. And so it feels wasteful putting it on. Anyway, I'm really enjoying this change of season that we're going into. I mean, hot take, everyone loves autumn, don't they? I think it is just lovely having blankets on and wearing my slippers, and I like my thicker pajamas and all of those things. I still am cycling to and from work and where I can, where it's not too windy or too cold. And I need to get a massive light for my bike, I've decided, because when I cycle home, it's like usually 11 o'clock or so, and it is so dark. But there's no street lights on my road back to my house, so it's really dark. And I've got two little lights at the front, and I don't know why I've realised, I think this is like I'm the only one who has this problem. I'm sure loads of people have this problem, but that's something I need to investigate, is getting a really strong light so I can feel like I can see on my way home. I almost feel like I'm guessing, like I'm learning all the turns, because I've only been doing it for, you know, a few months in the dark. I know all the turns off by heart and where all the little kind of like spots are that I know where I'm getting closer and all of those things. Anyway, I gave the house a bit of a spritz yesterday as well, which was a nice thing to do at this time of year, because you're inside more and you notice more things, and like when the house is messier. I'm looking outside right now and I've just seen a lot of wasps, and I'm really hoping there isn't a wasp's nest or something, because I'm really scared of bees and wasps. Anyway, I also realise whenever I record this, it's either on like a Monday or a Tuesday, and I always have those days off, so it sounds like I'm an absolute lady of leisure, but I do have a job. Anyway, fingers crossed, pray for me with these wasps. What are they doing here? I thought October was not wasp time. Why are they at my house? You're not invited.
I feel like I'm falling asleep almost right now for the first time with my window open. Still got my duvet on, and it's like double layer, so it gets a bit hot. But it's that time of the year when it's chilly when you open the window, too warm when you sleep under your duvet, but too cold if you take it off, too hot if you close the window, and too cold if you throw the window out of the window. So, it's kind of hard to use my bodily thermometer and get it right at all, or for enough time. That's interesting. I feel like I'm also in a constant state of pre-cold. Like, I haven't been ill or gotten a cold, but I'm all the time like almost there. That's the reason why I'm drinking a lot of ginger lemonade with what's it called? Curcuma. forgot the name of this. Anyway, this like anti-inflammatory thing you put on curry. Yeah. Been drinking juice with that to avoid the cold, basically. Also because I started this, it's called a community dance laboratory, okay, and it's in a culture center near mine, and we rehearse 3 times per week, not like a proper rehearsal, but like bodily explorations and stuff like that, and every time they whack on the aircon, and I'm like, it's not aircon weather, but they still, it's either full on aircon or no aircon, which means also no ventilation, and I feel like I can never be at good, like okay temperature in Chile. But oh well, what am I gonna do? I'm leaving the country in 3 months. I'm actually booking my flights now. I feel like it's a country where like temperatures do just do whatever the fuck they want, like, and you can't wear something throughout the day, you can't just like plan one outfit, you have to plan like 4 to 6, which is funny, and especially because, yeah, I feel like it's what would be the equivalent to March or April in Spain, probably. But I feel like the sun hits just differently. Like, it must bounce off the mountain and get hotter into my face, because I do not feel like the same sun is hitting me, if that makes sense. So much warmer. Love you, bye.
Hello. It's funny doing these weather reports on, you know, we do these on Tuesdays, and before, when I wasn't working as much in with Uma, we could have been kind of anywhere really, and probably on little day trips around London or in different situations. So I think there was a lot more variety in terms of my environment and in terms of what I was speaking about. But since the last couple of weeks, we've swapped over and I'm working full time from home. And Uma is in a full time daddy daycare with Cam, and she's absolutely loving it, obviously. So my reports are a bit more when I can just quickly pop my head out of the door to kind of see just what's going on outside. But obviously the weather changes all the time, so yeah, I imagine there's still been hopefully some interesting differences. But yeah, today very, very flat grey, only a couple of birds around. Sound wise, this house is like on a corner, so I feel like one sound I always hear a lot of the time, which is also maybe a bit of a marker of where we are or who's around us, maybe more so, but just like a very low hum of electric cars. Lots of electric cars going around. And then lots of little, like small vans of like landscapers and gardeners and things like that. Lots of people kind of maintaining and doing up their gardens around here. Which is always nice, you know, when you're taking them on a walk, that you get to see lots of, she gets to see lots of lovely plants and things anyway. But yeah, in terms of just the general what is going on, when I think about the weather, I can't really help but think about also sounds. I think it's also part of the course that I'm teaching on right now, and trying to promote the students to, yeah, use all their senses when they're doing research. So yeah, there's not much to pick up on in these couple of minutes I've just popped outside, but I think the biggest thing is the air feels really
It hasn't rained, and it says there's zero chance of rain, but the air feels really heavy and really moist. So I wonder. But apart from that, we have definitely shifted into more cozy attire. I've invested in some pajamas. No regrets. And Uma is walking. She's walking more than she's crawling. And I can't believe it, because a year ago she was a potato that just laid on the sofa whilst we watched all of Slow Horses. It's strange to see just like toddling around everywhere, but incredible and amazing. And yeah, shift of season. I think that's the main thing to take away, but that's it. That's all from me.
Tuesday, the 14th of October, 2025, 7:14 a.m. Darug and Gunungurra country. There's an early turn. It's turned cold again this morning. Or cool, should I say. The warmth of the last week gone. Sort of been replaced by a sharp clarity of air. The sort of change that happens when a season corrects itself. A false start to spring. The flowers no otherwise. There's flowers everywhere, and they appear all at once. Green foliage overwhelming everything. Floral scents as you walk. The landscape proclaiming the last time in a flurry of activity. Every surface is returned back to where it once was. Every corner filled. The mountains are clear again in the distance. The sharp outline, unblurred by haze. There's still shade holding in the gullies. A lot of talk of fire to come this summer. What might come if the heat returns, if the air dries out, if the winds change? Preparations, a lack of traditional knowledge, clearings, plans made in passing conversation. Snakes, brown snakes, red-bellied black snakes, rumours of tiger snakes, all are emerging from hibernation, sort of reclaiming their place in the narrative. Shapers of rivers, valleys, the continent itself. The first gesture of creation. Something to be respected. There's a fatal danger in them that's sort of precise but not malicious. A reminder of life, a body moving through the earth. Everything does seem to be waking. Sort of feels alive. And yet almost too alive in a way. The stillness of the morning is carrying a calmness. There's a scent of growth in the air. Of memory almost. Weather diary.
Thanks for listening. This run of Sprite Weather Diary will be releasing an episode every other Tuesday. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts to catch every episode. You can also listen directly on our website or on SoundCloud. Sprite Weather Diary is produced by us, Cameron Scott and Rishi Rajguru, featuring Daisy Grant, Bex Hazard, Pablo Pajole, and our other contributors. Thank you to all of them for taking part. For more information on this and our other projects at Sprite, you can go to our website, sprite.info. To support projects like Sprite Weather Diary from £1 a month, you can head over to patreon.com/sprite. See you in 2 weeks.